Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And now in Egypt, the reversal is complete, as former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has charges dropped against him. Earlier today, Mohamed Morsi, the man who replaced Mubarak only to be ousted himself, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Morsi was sentenced today along with 12 other Egyptian officials in the Muslim Brotherhood. The charges are connected to protests in Cairo in 2012, which overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood government and where many Egyptian citizens were killed. Rania Sabri joins us, BBC reporter in Cairo. Welcome, Rania. And what does this mean exactly? Is this the final repudiation of the Muslim Brotherhood or just Morsi?
Well, actually, just like you said, this sentence was not handed only to former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, but 12 other people in the same case. Let me also add that this is not the only trial Morsi is facing. He has four other trials, including espionage charges with Qatar and espionage with Palestinian group Hamas. So it's a long, tedious procedure and quite a maze of a litigation that has been going on, just like we know, for a year, and it could continue for many more months to come. This verdict handed today was in the first degree. It could still be appealed by the former Egyptian president and by all those who were indicted with them. And also it could be appealed by the prosecution. But up to this moment, former Egyptian president Mohamed Morsi has not appointed a lawyer because he says that he does not endorse the trial. He does not acknowledge the legality of the trial in general, nor the panel. And this is why he doesn't have a lawyer appointed for him. So we're not sure if he's going to appeal or not. But for the rest of the indictment, yes, they're going to appeal the verdict, and this is during the second and the third phase of litigation according to the Egyptian legal system.
What do Egyptians think has happened here with the courts so deeply involved? I mentioned Mubarak's sentences being dropped late last year, and now this with Mohamed Morsi. Do they view this as full-fledged change in government? We're into something new, or is it back to the old military regime, pretty much, with just the courts kind of doing some window dressing here?
Well, the reaction of Egyptian public has been quite a surprise for everybody who was watching. I mean, people, you could really say comfortably that people were not that much caring about what the verdict might be. There wasn't anticipation. There wasn't even reaction on the social media, except for, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood supporters and members and followers. And the majority of people, it's not only that they don't care about what happens to this former Egyptian president or another former Egyptian president. It seems that they are pretty much fed up with politics, with the whole process. They haven't seen much come out of it. They haven't seen any prosperity. On the contrary, the country has been in economic dire straits, security dire straits, ever since the whole situation started. I mean, since Mubarak was toppled. And this is why they're not interested. They're more focusing on economic issues, on day-to-day life, on bringing stability back to the country, and hence tourism and foreign currency. This is what they're more thinking about rather than political process and political figures being put on trial or indicted or even acquitted.
So economics at the forefront and deep cynicism in politics. Does this mean that the Muslim Brothers are fully underground, as they have been for most of their existence in Egyptian history?
Yes, they were not allowed to act above the line, but yet they were very, very effective among the lower economic strata. People, they used to offer services, health services, education, and so on. And this is why they had such a wide popularity. Now, what has changed is that now that they've been marred a terrorist organization by the Egyptian government, and this happened more than a year and a half ago. So they are functioning, but they're functioning on a very, very lower level, on a very, very lower scale. They're present outside the boundaries of the state of Egypt, just like there's a press conference in Istanbul by the Muslim Brotherhood there, saying that they're going to escalate the matter, they're going to refer it to international organizations, and they're going to attempt to approach the International Criminal Court against the Egyptian regime for putting Morsi on trial and for indicting him, sentencing him to 20 years in jail.
Speaking to us from Cairo, BBC reporter Rania Sabri, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.